Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Titus chapter 1, verse 1, we were taught that we should always yield ourselves as a servant of the Lord. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
And when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
The Apostle Paul made himself a doulos, somebody who is, from now on, okay, now on, permanently in a relationship to one he is serving them. And so all things are by his will. His will is altogether consumed in the will of the one who is his Lord. That's got to be our attitude. Christ is Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ. Our will must be altogether consumed in the will of Christ. Especially when we see that he is God come the flesh. Now, that was clearly understood in that day from those who would read the book of Titus when they got that letter. They would understand what Paul was saying. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 22 says, "For he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's free man. Likewise also, he that is called free is Christ's servant." Almost sounds like contradiction, but it's a contrast. You see, you may be free in man's eyes, but as the saved person, you're a servant of the Lord. As a servant of the Lord, you are free in his sight to have his power and strength to serve him. And so, again, each word of the Bible is so important. It's placed there the way it is on purpose. Now, this is written to prevent men from using the word that is there, election. Okay. It is there to prevent men from causing an insurrection. Don't let men cause insurrection over things they don't really even understand in the Word of God. As he was in his humanity, he said, "Come." He said, "I come to do thy will, O God." Now, we call ourselves Christians. If Jesus said in his humanity, "I am come to do thy will, O God," we too have that complete responsibility, and we should have that complete attitude to say, "I have come to do thy will, O God. O Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, show me your will that I may do it." And as Christ prayed in the garden, "Not my will, but thine be done." And that needs to be our lifelong on this earth attitude, "Not my will, but thine be done." Although we know, along with knowing that the Master is good, we know that we will suffer. "For all those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." But we also know our Master is good. So we endure hardness for Christ's sake as good soldiers of the cross. Yes, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. That's what the Bible says. All that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Yes, the Bible is very clear on that. And there'll be all matter of evil that is spoken against us if we live the way the Lord wants us to live. It's going to come. Now, you will find people come accusingly. They make accusations that are just wrong. Listen, I have been accused of things. And I asked people that accused me, I said, that sounds interesting. How did I do that? Tell me. What did I say to do that? How did I do that? You know, sometimes there's just a false accusation and it flows out there. Sometimes people don't get their way and they start throwing accusations. That used to bother me. It used to bother me. Why do people lie? And not just about me as a pastor, but I've heard people lie about other members of the church. They didn't like. Maybe they got some following. Maybe they got some recognition in their ministry for the Lord. And there were people who just didn't like them. And so they got that. You know, that used to bother me. Why would you lie? And I've asked, why'd you say that? You know what? I've learned something. I believe God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5, he said the hidden things of darkness shall be revealed, even the counsels of the heart. One day, yes, that's written to Christians, by the way, in 1 Corinthians 4, 5. Those that didn't make those things right, those that hid those things, they didn't get their way, and so they had to attack. Then I'm going to find out the truth. I am going to find out the truth. Sometimes I think the bad part of that is, if we have things like that in our lives, the truth is going to be found out because we didn't make it right with those that we offended, because we didn't make it right with the various things that we did. Perhaps even our children who are there. We'll see our failures and see how bad it is. Yes, we will suffer persecution this life. And the Bible's very clear on that. If you live godly in Christ Jesus, that is going to happen. And as great and as hard as it may seem, Romans 8:18 tells us that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. In other words, as bad as it seems, it'll seem minute in comparison to the greatness of the glory, the brightness of the glory, the wonder of the glory that'll be revealed in us because you remain true. You stayed faithful regardless of the personal attacks. Look at Job. Boy, I tell you what, Jesus even commended the faith of Job. So, you stay true to God. Although, we don't like to be the object of attack, of gossip, of discord sowing, we know that God knows completely. When all those guys were attacking Job and saying all these bad things about him, he said, yeah, I look up, I don't see him. I look to the side of me, I don't see him. I look behind me, each side behind me, in front of me, up, down. He says, but he knoweth the way that I take. And when I am tried, I shall come forth as gold. What a special blessing that is. So stay true to God. Faith says, God said this, so I believe it. So it doesn't matter what man says or what man will do to me. God is true. God is right. So I'm just going to stick with the word of God. So do that in your Christian life. Be determined. You want to be holy and acceptable unto God. Now, Sometimes men have expectations, and they want to identify what you should be. But let the Word of God be that. Be daily in the Word. Pray daily. Talk to God daily. Ask Him to reveal to you His mind through the Word of God, His person, who He is through the Word of God. And I'm not talking about knowing Him as Savior. I'm talking about beyond that. To get to know Him so intimately well that when His Spirit speaks to your heart, that voice, and it's not a loud, audible voice you hear like you'd hear my voice right now. No, it's that voice of the inner man. And that voice on the inner man speaks to you. Oh, we should want that voice to be as familiar and really even more familiar than the voice of our spouse is to our ear, even though that's the sweetest voice that we want to hear. We want His voice to be clear in our heart that we may walk in His truth. So again, let's walk in His truth and know that suffering the present time is not even worthy. It'll seem minute in comparison to the greatness of the glory that lies ahead. Let's do it. Now, the next word to consider is according, according to the faith. Faith is from a Greek word meaning confidence. Confidence to a point of speaking and staking our life on it. And showing it so by fully acting upon that truth that we say that we believe. That which we say is our faith, what our faith is in, acting on it, living by it, because we totally 100% believe it because it is from God. Now let's remember this about God's Word. It is not only breathed out by God, it is preserved by God. And His truth stands forever. Now we next see the faith of God's elect. Now this is a Greek word. It's from the Greek word eklektos and is defined as chosen, elected. The question is, chosen to do what or elected to what? Well, He's already saved. He is a servant. And since He's already an apostle, that is one who is sent forth to be an ambassador with the Lord's message, that apostle. So we ask, what is elected?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on His firm foundation.